Welcome now to the midday for a Monday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and yes, see, it's February 11th, and much of Wisconsin is knee-deep in snow, and yet June 30th to July 13th is what we're going to start talking about today. Briefly, that is when the Green Lake Chamber Music Camp starts, and two of its practitioners are with me here in our studio. They are cellist Alex Wu, who is a cellist freshman at Penn State with a double major in music and political science, and then a return visit from pianist Andrew Armstrong. Welcome, both of you, to the midday.
It's great to see you, Norman. Thanks for having us.
And we'll mention this chamber music camp quickly and how people can find out about it, and then find out about things much closer at hand, mainly a performance that you'll both be involved in tonight. So in a nutshell, this is your second year for both of you at the camp, or more than that for you, Andrew?
Alex has attended 2 years so far, and I was on faculty for 10 years, and this is my second year as the director of the camp.
That's right. Second year as the director, and you perform it during it too, I assume, do you not?
That's right, and now more than ever, because we've made a slight change in the camp. Instead of campers playing chamber music for faculty members who stand across the room and bark at them how to play.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the faculty members are actually in the groups with the young artists.
Great and way to so do it.
It's really organic. It's kind of like they do at Marlboro.
And, sure, and I've certainly seen some wonderful performances that were a mix that way of professionals and students. Good for everybody. And so, is it too late for somebody to sign up for this chamber music camp if they're interested? And what would be the parameters for it?
Oh, not at all. And we have a great range of skill level that we accept and age range. And in fact, the early bird registration is still doesn't come until the end of this month, by March 1. So there's still plenty of time for anyone who's interested in making music. And the one thing that I take care in selecting faculty for the camp is, I find the best players in the world who happen to also be nurturing, humble, warm people that will work with anyone of any level. So it's a it's like an extended family kind of feeling for the 2 weeks at camp.
James Ennis is back for the camp, right?
James will not be at the camp.
Oh, but you're going to be performing.
He's going to perform for Green Lake Festival of Music, under which the Chamber Music Camp exists under that umbrella. On, is it the 24th, I think?
That's right, June 24th. Not to look too far ahead. And, of course, he has some wonderful news, James Ennis does, having won a Grammy last night.
Yeah, I hope he slept in this morning. I talked to him on the phone. He said he had the biggest steak he's had in a very long time last night. So it was a good night.
And he'll be here on Thursday to talk about his upcoming performance, James Ennis. And so just somebody interested in the Green Lake Chamber Music Camp and participating in it, or even going to the performances, all of which are free?
That's right. The good people of Green Lake make the performances open to the public for
free. How would somebody find out about all that?
The best way, if you've got a computer, is to get to greenlakefestival.org, greenlakefestival.org, or to call 920-748-9398, or honest to goodness, go to my website, andrewarmstrong.com, and look, my email is listed on the contact. Contact me directly.
He's contactable.
I'm not contractable.
Well, and before we're going to be listening to some Debussy that you recorded, I think not too long ago, as we got the CD just last about 6 months ago. But, of course, both you and Alex were going to perform live today in our Buck studio, which is now full of people from the Wisconsin Public Television Friends Department, I believe it is, because of the flooding on the lower levels. We have ceded over the Buck Studio to them, but we'll get to hear nonetheless some of your recent recordings, Andrew. And Debussy must be, you know, in a way, in its way, very, very difficult to play. It's not there's not a lot of fortissimo in there, but there's a lot of subtlety.
It's so true. Every brush stroke is so crucial when you're trying to paint a canvas of Debussy's miraculous writing. He's one of my favorites.
We're going to hear a couple of them from book one of his preludes. First, the Hills of Anacapri. Does he have specific directions for you in this piece?
Not the one that really stands out. I think you said you might play the Footsteps in the Snow as well.
We will hear that one also. Yeah, we can segue from one to the other.
Or sure. we could talk about that.
Okay.
I have this theory that in French, composers get a lot more poetic in their instructions, where Italian they might tell you to just play strong or lively. In French, they get very poetic. So in the Footsteps in the Snow, which we'll have later, there's one place where he says it must be played with a sad and tender regret, he says in French, and it really does sound exactly like that. But The Hills of Anna Capri, it's interesting. He said that he would write these titles of these preludes, you could see it in the manuscript, in parentheses at the end of each piece. At the end of each prelude, he writes these evocative titles.
Kind of, oh, by the way.
Exactly. And he said, in fact, I didn't set out to write, for instance, The Hills of Anna Capri. I wrote a piece of music. And at the end, I just gave a suggestion. It's so French, isn't it? I just wanted to give a suggestion to the reader or to the listener of what it might have evoked to me afterward.
So, kind of like going to a French restaurant and having a dinner, and, oh, by the way, this is what you were eating.
So, I can say that never crossed my mind, but it will not leave it now.
The Hills of Anna Capri, and then Footsteps in the Snow, Andrew Armstrong with these preludes by Debussy. Footsteps in the Snow there appropriately. I mean, guess W.C. did not write Footsteps on the Ice, but he could well have for given what we have around Wisconsin these days. Anyway, that was one of my guests, Andrew Armstrong, performing from a CD that we got, I think, during his visit here last year. He's going to be performing tonight in a free concert in Morphy Recital Hall in the Mills complex there at the University of Wisconsin. Performing with him, cellist Alex Wu, who is a student at Penn State. And what are you going to be performing tonight, Alex?
So tonight will be a very interesting program in many ways. We're going to be bringing together four musicians, Andy and I, Daniel Kim, and Song Mi Lee. Each of the musicians will be individually performing works. For me personally, I will be playing the Sicilienne by French composer Gabriel Fauré.
The one famous from the recent royal wedding. Mm-hmm. Yes, everybody wanted to know what that was.
And at the conclusion of our solos, we will be coming together and we will be playing the third and fourth movements of the Brahms G minor piano quartet. Andy, do you have any input on that piece?
I think the Brahms is rightly one of the most famous pieces in the piano quartet repertoire. It's just I feel like if you gave someone the challenge, can you pick a chamber music piece by which, you know, if you had to convert someone who didn't think they liked classical music, what piece might do it, might do the trick. I feel like the G minor quartet would be a pretty good choice. The last movement is a gypsy rondo. It's really very much take off your shoes, put your feet in the dirt, and stomp with your friends, and probably drinking a fair amount. It's a great piece.
I've never seen that happen in Morphy, but tonight could be the night.
Let's go for it. And
it all starts at 7:30, free concert, and in conjunction with performers associated with the Green Lake Chamber Music Camp.
Well, Norman, if I may just say one other thing, since you were, we spoke a little bit about our chamber music camp in Green Lake. That's kind of what tonight is about. Daniel listed our players. Alex listed our players, including Daniel and Songmi and myself. Songmi is a faculty member at Music Institute of Chicago. I'm an old geezer, and Alex and Daniel are two young artists. So this we wanted to kind of share with Madison. Like a miniature Green Lake camp. This is kind of what we do during the summer. So we got together a couple of days ahead of time, and you have young artists playing with older artists and trying to just pass along the tradition. And so I just thought I should make sure that our audience knows mm-hmm. that that's what we're trying to share tonight is that feeling of what we do in the summer.
Sure. It's a great way to continue from generation to generation. All right. Speaking of continuing, as long as you have piqued my curiosity about this, Andrew, we'll go just past 12:30 for our quiz question with this handful of a work by Alexander Scriabin with a very evocative title and some challenging directions. So give us about 45 seconds before we get into that and what is it is about.
Well, I mentioned great French instructions for musicians. In French, Scriabin says, as this music grows with incredible malignancy, he writes, and I won't say it in French because my accent's so bad, but he writes in French, with a sweetness more and more caressing and poisoning.
Maybe back for Halloween.
Music.
Yeah. And the name of the piece is?
It's the Black Mass Sonata, the ninth piano sonata by Scriabin.
Thank you.
Black Mass. Very evocative. The work of Alexander Scriabin, played by a pianist who has at least three hands, clearly. And my guest today, Andrew Armstrong, who's going to be performing tonight with my other guest, Alex Wu, and some other young performers in Morphe Recital Hall, a free concert, 7:30 tonight, with Brahms and the Fauré Sicilienne, and just part of a large phenomenon about which you'll be hearing more as the months progress.
That's right, a little bit of Beethoven. I might even play my own little very short, very bad composition. We'll see.
For contrast. Every now and then you've got to play something really bad so they can appreciate the good stuff, you know.
Well, you've sniffed out my trick.
Your game plan.